This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Vastula with the news. The headlines first. German government to provide 1.46 billion rupees grant to Nepal for power distribution project. Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital initiates free cancer treatment for children under 14. Health Minister Podol pledges drug price adjustment within month. And Ukraine fires US-supplied long-range missiles into Russia. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Finance on behalf of Nepal government and German embassy on behalf of German government have signed a grant agreement for the implementation of the power distribution strengthening program in Nepal. The Ministry of Finance stated in a press release yesterday that the government of Germany agreed to extend 10 million euros, approximately 1.46 billion rupees, as grant assistance to Nepal. The agreement was signed and exchanged yesterday at the Ministry of Finance in Kathmandu. The program aims to strengthen Nepal's electricity distribution infrastructure and introduce climate-friendly technologies to ensure a more reliable and efficient power supply. Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital has launched free cancer treatment services for children below 14 years of age. According to the hospital's acting executive director, Dr. Ujjwal Chalise, the initiative began on the 17th of November, providing comprehensive cancer care for children under 14. It follows a ministerial decision made by Health Minister Pradeep Podol on the 27th of October, mandating free cancer treatment for children under 14 in government hospitals. The government has designated Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital, Kanti Children's Hospital in Kathmandu and BP Kerala Memorial Cancer Hospital in Chitwan to provide these services as part of its commitment to improving pediatric oncology care in the country. Meanwhile, Health Minister Pradeep Podol has said that the prices of all categories of medicines will be adjusted within a month. Addressing an observation and digitalization inauguration program of Parbat Hospital in Parbat yesterday, Health Minister Podol said the price adjustment is aimed to check the free rein enjoyed by the pharmacist and pharmaceutical companies in determining the price of medicine in the market. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has honoured the players winning medals in the 15th bodybuilding competition held recently in the Maldives. The Prime Minister felicitated Rupesh Shahi, Prajwal Shakya, Rajani Shakya and Sona Mulagati, who won medals in the various weight categories of the competition at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata yesterday. Ambassador of Australia to Nepal, Lynn Johnson, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at his office in Singhadarbar yesterday. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, on the occasion, they exchanged views on Nepal-Australia relations as well as on matters of bilateral interest and concerns. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said the government is determined to conduct the upcoming local-level by-elections in a free, fair and impartial manner. Inaugurating the Sudhur Paschim Province-level security seminar in Dhangadi yesterday, Minister Lekhak directed the heads of the security agencies to make necessary security arrangement to conclude the December 1st by-elections peacefully. Medical entrepreneur Durga Prasai has been arrested on the charge of spreading fake information through social networking sites. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB of Nepal Police, said Prasai was taken under control on the charge of committing cyber crime. He was held from his Bhaktapur-based home. The country received 407.3.1 billion rupees in remittances in the first 3 months of the current fiscal year. Nepal Rashtra Bank stated in the current macroeconomic and financial situation of Nepal report that remittance inflows increased 11.5% in the review period compared to an increase of 25.8% in the same period of the previous year. According to the central bank in US dollar terms, remittance inflows reached 3.04 billion in the review period, which was 2.76 billion in the same period of the previous year. President Ramchandra Podal has acknowledged Nepal's Samat as unique national heritage, noting its historical roots connected at various spheres such as religion, culture and social life. Nepal Samvat is an indigenous calendar initiated by National Luminary Sankhadar Sakwa. At a commemorative program marking the 25 years of announcement of Sankhadar Sakwa as the National Luminary, President Podal recalled the exemplary deeds of Luminary Sakwa, who used his personal wealth to salvage the poor and improvised communities. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to complete the peace process soon by forming a trustworthy commission. The commission has also asked the government to focus on the concerns of the victims and implement its past recommendation. Issuing a press statement yesterday on 18 years of the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Accord by the government and the then rebel CPN Maoists, the NHRC spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel has drawn the government's attention to meet the national and international commitments made to provide justice to the victims. Press Council Nepal has taken action against 9 YouTube channels for disseminating inaccurate and fabricated content accusing them of promoting anarchy. Among these, 3 unregistered channels have been recommended for further investigation by the Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police. In a press statement issued yesterday, the council has also directed the immediate suspension of unverified and one-sided content posted on social media platforms, particularly on YouTube. The statement stressed that only the dissemination of authentic and credible information can strengthen journalism and make it meaningful. The council has urged one and all to refrain from spreading misinformation, disinformation. It has been actively monitoring objectionable content on social media as a part of its effort to combat misinformation and raise public awareness. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Balaram Adhikari, has assured that the government was conducting an in-depth study to resolve the problems surfaced in the country's cooperative sector. In an interview with the National News Agency yesterday, Minister Adhikari highlighted the formation of a special committee tasked with examining the issues within the cooperative sector so as to resolve the issues. Urging the public not to follow the rumours that the defaulters need not pay back their loans and can walk free, the minister assured that the cooperative's problem-solving committee is currently examining the concerns related to the cooperative sector and will address the issue. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine has fired U.S.-supplied longer-range missiles at Russian territory for the first time, a day after U.S. gave its permission for using the missile. According to the BBC, the U.S. officials have also confirmed the use of the Army Tactical Missile System, ATACMS. Russia's defense ministry said the strike had targeted the Bryansk region bordering Ukraine to the north on yesterday. It said 5 missiles had been shot down and 1 caused damage, with its remains starting a fire at a military facility. The missiles can hit targets at a range of up to 186 miles and are difficult to intercept. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. There are also chances of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. At present, there is a partial influence of western winds across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. German government to provide 1.46 billion rupees grant to Nepal for power distribution project. Bhaktapur Cancer Hospital initiates free cancer treatment for children under 14. Health Minister Podal pleases drug price adjustment within month. And Ukraine fires US-supplied longer-range missiles into Russia. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.